Allegiance by Kyle, and then Don is going to do our opening prayer. If you'd please stand, if you can.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
A moment of prayer. Gracious Lord, source of our strength and well-being, we bow our hearts and minds to you, giving thanks for all that you do for us, beauty in nature, health, friends, and family. Help us to share our praise by being of service to others. In your name, amen.
All right, I'll call the meeting to order. Madam Secretary, can you take roll call, please?
Director Don Olinger?
Here.
Director Greg Young?
Here.
Director Dr. Clifford Young? He notified the board that he would not be attending today's meeting.
All right,
meeting.
I'll talk to that in a second. Please take the roll call.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Here.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Present. Seeing that Mr. Young has missed the May 16th general meeting. He was here for closed session, the June 1st special meeting, the June 7th special meeting, the June 20th meeting, and the July 11th meeting, and he's not here tonight. I'm going to leave it to the recommendation of the board to decide whether or not this absence will be excused. Do I have a recommendation? I don't have a recommendation. Okay, then it's unexcused. Thank you, Madam Secretary. I'd like to move to adopt the agenda, please.
I will second.
I have a second. Madam Secretary, take the roll call, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. We're going to move to public participation. It looks like we're going to be here a while. We've got a few of these. I have to read this. Public participation. Any person wishing to speak to the Board of Directors on matters listed or not listed on the agenda within its jurisdiction is asked to complete a speaker card and submit it to the district clerk. Each speaker is limited to 3 minutes under the State of California Brown Act. The Board of Directors is prohibited from discussing or taking action on any item not on the posted agenda. Comments related to noticed public hearings and business matters will be heard during the occurrence of the item. Everybody got that? All right. Let's move on. We'll go to, how about Anthony, Mr. Ariza, are you here? Okay, you're up first.
Mr. President, members of the board, a couple things. I see in the agenda tonight that there is talk of the mid-year audit that's been done or is being done. My understanding, it was done. I put in a request tonight for a copy of that audit and an unredacted copy of the management letter. I'd like to see what the PUN group has to say about how this district's being run. And Crystal, I'd like that in the minutes. I don't care who tells you they don't need to be in the minutes. I think they need to be in the minutes. When speakers speak, that should be in the minutes, not just something that says Mr. Ariza came to the podium and said something. Thank you. Okay. also, there was an issue, I understand, about some missing minutes. And I understand that's pretty much been solved, but all those minutes are the from the time this district started to right now, there are big books with those minutes in them, and they should be in a fireproof vault, not in a back lot in some container. We built tons of fireproof vaults around this place, and that's exactly where they should be, and they should be kept up to date. Ordinances, resolutions, and the minutes. So please take care of that problem. And then my Last item is the trip to Hawaii. I'm curious about that trip simply because I understood it, you were requested to go by the mayors of two cities. Neither city has a water, they have water departments, but neither one of them run their water departments. One is run by a private for-profit company. The other is run by a French company. And I don't know what the mayors are concerned with you folks and water and why they would have you go to Hawaii or why you would go to Hawaii on the district's dime or on the ratepayers' dime. If they wanted you to go, they should have paid for it, not us. That's my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Ariza. Since we had Mr. Ariza up there, how about Mrs. Ariza?
Board of Directors, my name is Diana Ariza. I live in Rialto. I received a letter this week from Mr. Tafoya's office acknowledging my request for information concerning Mr. Pacheco's credit card through West Valley Water District and stating that some of the information was private and had to be redacted. Since when does an employee get a credit card from an agency and use it as his private card? Whatever he did with that card concerns every citizen who receives water from West Valley. It's called transparency, and that should apply to anyone who has a credit card through West Valley. Going through some old paperwork of missing minutes, I noticed that Mr. Taylor was congratulating Clifford and Kyle for their victories. He also thanked people who worked on all three of their campaigns, Scott Olson for one. We know also that Crystal and Patricia worked to help them get elected. Now all three of these people work for West Valley. I would like to know if any of these employees went through a hiring process that entailed an outside panel from other agencies interviewing and grading them for their abilities to do the job. I have a suspicion that the last person who went through that process and came up number five and therefore not qualified for the job was Susan Logue. The GM at the time would not hire her, and he was terminated at that time by Clifford, and Susan got the job. That was before she came into disregard by Clifford and was fired herself. And what is the hiring process now? I understand you have two electricians who know nothing about electricity or how to wire. Also a new assistant GM who does not know anything about water. If a board member is elected who knows nothing about water, that is one thing. If a person is hired by the district who knows nothing about the water, that's suspicious.
Thank you, Mr. Ariza. I just got a new one up here by Linda Gonzalez. You're next.
I didn't write, good evening everyone, good evening board and everyone. I didn't write anything down because, well, I've been a customer for 29 years, so pretty much it's on the top of my head, and it's gonna come out. First of all, last time I forgot to thank Mr. Hardy Brown, thank you, on behalf of the community for coming out here and being our hero, as well as the Ariza family and Don Gritz. You know, most of us folks are just regular folks. We have to go out and we have to work an 8-to-5 job, and it's hard for us to get out here to these meetings and come down here and participate in any type of government agency. Thank you, Mr. Hardy. Thank you, Cheryl, for bringing Mr. Hardy down, and thank you for the information that you're bringing forward. That's crucial, especially all the discrepancies and the public, the use of public funds that are not being used proper. That's one of the things that I wanted to say. The other thing that I wanted to say is, it's too bad Clifford's not here today. I really wanted him to be here. you know, names were called to us, and you know, I'll never forget the name that he called me. And Mr. Brown named that name, and then he denied it in closed session. I told him, let's go outside and talk about it. And he said he couldn't because he had to go home because his wife was ill. I'm not going to say the word because I don't, I raised my kids not to say any kind of bad words at all. You know, me being a Catholic, married in a Catholic church. But he did say the F word, and then he called me a fat Mexican pig. He turned off his mic up there in the diocese. And I reported it right away to Mike Davis, who was the attorney at the time. And when we went into closed session, he denied it. But, you know, that's, I guess that's what people do, especially bullies. You know, they're cowards, in my opinion. And at one time when I have all this documentation, I have tons of it. I just can't bring it all in. Even though these people have been gagged, they could come in here because they could be subpoenaed. Those women were called fat pigs, our external affairs manager. They were called a lot of names, those women. That's straight out discrimination and bad treatment. But what I wanted to say, Greg, you're here today. You know, Greg, it's hard. It's hard for a family when you have one check. One check. With that check, you have to go home and you have to pay a mortgage. You have to pay food. Sometimes you have to pay education of your kids. To just eliminate somebody and just say, you know what, external, internal investigation. Where is that, Mr. Robert DeFoya? I've never seen that report that you claim that there's an external. I'm running out of time. But think about that, Dave. Think about that, Greg. It's not just one person that you should say. It's a whole family. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that a fire alarm?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
The little timer.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry. I should have known that. Scott Rodriguez. Mr. Rodriguez.
Good evening, members of the board. The message today is directed at Director Greg Young. Director Greg Young, you attended a victory party for Clifford Young at Sierra Lakes Country Club and charged ratepayers for your victory party with your friend. That is illegal and improper. Greg Young, you are not lying about that victory party, even though there are flyers that show that you are a liar. You say that the expensive party costing almost $2,000 at a country club was a district event. That is a lie. Greg Young, but you're having a district event at a country club and eating expensive food and drinking expensive wine and charging the ratepayers illegally. That is wrong, and you're part of it. You're part of this whole what's wrong with it. You should stand up and say to your friend, Mr. Clifford Young, what's wrong by charging the district for that country club party of yours? Do the right thing. You should not run for re-election. You are a fraud. Dr. Clifford Young, I want to thank you for all the hard work you provided in the campaign for the West Valley Water Board. Your work paid off in a successful effort, so we want to celebrate a job well done with you. Join us Thursday, the 7th of December. Thank you, members of the board.
Thank you, sir. All right, Mr. Jorge or George Valdez? You'd like to be called George or Jorge? All right, thank you, George.
Good evening. Director Clifford Young, you should resign. Director Greg Young, you should resign. You both are in it together. Director Young, you vote with Clifford Young every time and you do the same wrong and illegal things. You both should resign. You both have stolen from this district. You both are investigated by the district attorney. You both have caused this district millions in lawsuits because of your illegal behavior. You, Mr. Young, are not in it for the right reasons. You line your pockets with bogus meetings. You, Mr. Young, go to country clubs and have expensive meetings and charge a district illegally.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Malcolm Davis. Malcolm Davis.
Good evening.
Greg Young and Clifford Young. You are two peas in a pot. You both do bad things and cheat this district. Clifford Young, you should resign. Greg Young, you should not run for re-election. Greg Young, I saw you at the Republican meeting when you should have been at the district meeting on July 11, 2019. You were not. These meetings are more important, but you thought some other meeting was more important. Greg Young and Clifford Young, you should start a committee to meet to a meeting or just resign. You're both bad directors. Thank you.
Thank you. June, I didn't see a happy note up here from you. No, it's all right. We're good. We're good. All right. Anybody else wishes to speak? Even without a card? All right. See no interest. I'm going to close public communication. Thank you. All right. We're going to move on to the consent calendar. Items of consideration. I'm going to make a motion that we pull item one and bring it back to the next meeting for another amendment, and that we approve items 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
I have a second. I'm going to pull item
one.
Bring it back. See if I'm missing one here.
You thought you were going to pull that one as well.
Oh, I don't think that one doesn't need to be revised. All right, I'll go ahead and pull items 1 and 2 and pass items 3 through 7. That is my motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Madam Secretary?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. Okay. All right. Items 1 and 2, my motion is to move them to the next meeting.
I'll second the motion.
Do I have a second? Oh, I got a second. I'm sorry. All right. Madam Secretary, take the vote, please.
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, moving down to business matters. I would like to approve items.
Should we have separate discussion on 8?
Yeah, I am. I would like to approve items 9, 10, 11, 12, and pull items 13 and 8. That is my motion.
I'll second.
I have a second. Madam Secretary, can you take the vote?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. I'd like to, we need to really look at item 8 a little bit further. Who we want to decide to be a representative, what?
Would there be a way we can get some information emailed to us regarding the candidates so we can make a decision for next board meeting?
Yeah, I think we can do that.
I believe there were statements in there from all the candidates, correct?
That is in the package.
Oh, okay, apologies.
Can I actually speak on the item?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. President, I've actually known Director Ron Coates from East Valley Water District for quite some time. I think he would be an excellent representative for our area, and so I would recommend that we nominate him for this position. If that someone feels like seconding.
Is that the only one you're considering?
Are we just selecting one, Madam Clerk, or is it more than one?
Well, I mean, is there any others that you would consider in addition to him, too, as
a
possibility?
Well, I was just recommending him because we've worked with him over the years, and I've mm-hmm. known the man for quite a few years.
It is one seat.
Yeah. I mean, we...
Yeah, no, I know it's one seat. I'm just saying, yeah. Is there...
I mean, I'm not familiar with the other candidates besides Ms. Mm-hmm. Teagues, who I believe has served in this role mm-hmm. or similar roles before, but just having seen Ron's name on there and knowing the great work he's done at East Valley, I would strongly support his nomination.
Okay. Don, is there somebody that you would like to recommend?
I know Ron Coates as well, mm-hmm. and
about anybody
Jim
else?
Hayes, you know, because he attends your board meetings all the time and would be a very worthy candidate.
Okay.
And I also know Kathleen Teagues, who also would qualify.
All right. What's the time frame on this? Is it by August something?
Yes, the deadline, I believe, is August 19th. I will confirm that.
Okay. All right. What about you, Kyle? Is anybody on here that you know?
No.
Okay. I still want to do a little bit of research, if you don't mind, Don.
Sure.
Since we have time. So I'm going to recommend that we bring this back to the next meeting for further consideration. That would be August 1st? Crystal?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then by then we should be able to make a decision. And Greg, this maybe sounds like it might be the right guy.
I mean, I'm fine if we have enough time to table it. I mean, I have no problem with you doing it.
And we do. We have plenty of time. All right. Okay. Do I have a second to bring it back to the next meeting?
I'll second it.
All right. Madam Secretary?
Director Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right. Moving on to item number 13. Item number 13. I'd like to pull this item and bring it back. I don't know. Council, have you had time to examine this?
Regrettably, I have not. The board secretary did send it to me and reminded me that I needed to review it. Regrettably, I have not. So I would ask that I will review it by the next meeting.
All right. So my your thing fell off your microphone. I recommend my recommendation is going to be my motion is that we're going to bring it back to the next meeting for consideration. Do I have a second?
Second.
That's good. All right, Madam Secretary.
Okay, the motion put forth by Director Taylor.
We'll give this
Taylor,
one to Don.
Sorry,
Don wants this one.
Second by Director Don Olinger. Don Olinger?
Yes.
Director Greg Young?
Yes.
Vice President Kyle Crowther?
Yes.
And President Dr. Michael Taylor?
Yes. All right, I'm going to take this out of order. Legal counsel, do you have anything to report out from our meeting?
We do not have any report out from closed session as no final action has been taken, although the board did direct me to drop some contracts, which I will be doing.
All right, thank you, sir. I'm going to save the board members till last. Clarence, did you have anything you want to talk about tonight?
Nothing, unless staff has anything they didn't tell me about. Okay. Nothing.
I do have one comment I would like to make.
Yes, ma'am.
Just to set this story, the record straight, since there seems to be rumors that I have worked on Dr. Clifford Young's campaign, I have not. So I would like to notify the community that I did not work on that campaign. And as far as the Victory Party, I was not in the, actually I wasn't in the state when that took place. I did not attend.
Okay, anything else? All right, I'll move on to the board members. We'll go ahead and begin with our senior member. Don, did you have anything?
Yes. Mr. Manziel, our GM, we have a lot of public comments every meeting. And generally it's protocol where board members do not respond, you know, to those. And occasionally we do. There have been a couple of comments tonight about the Pond Group, for example, the audit. Evidently there was maybe an independent interim audit of some type. I wasn't aware of that. That was brought up tonight. And then, of course, the archives of our minutes. I'm just wondering if you could meet maybe with the speaker that brought that up and maybe clarify some of that.
I would be happy.
And, you know, when people bring up things in the meeting, I think we need to respond somehow, you know, if they're legitimate, constructive concerns.
I would be happy to meet with Mr. Ariza.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Greg, do you have anything?
Yes, I do. So on January 9th, there was a press release that was issued. I found out about it a few days later, actually, same night as our last meeting. And it made me quite upset, I think very rightfully so, because of some of the inflammatory lies that were in the press release. Now, while there's a lot we could discuss about the press release, I do want to zero in on one particular, or a couple particular aspects, because I think it's very important, because one, it's, I think, highly inappropriate to use a press release to attack sitting board members, but I think it's even more troublesome when you actually get the facts wrong. So in it, it said that Director Clifford Young and myself voted in opposition of bringing in a independent company to do an audit. This is actually not true. And it's not true because these are the board minutes from February 7th. A set of board minutes that all five of us approved. And if you review that, it clearly shows that, first of all, we had one vote on inviting the state to come in, which was defeated 3-2 with Dr. Young and myself voting in the affirmative, with my fellow board members voting against inviting the state in. But then we did a second vote to use our current auditors. Now, if you go back and listen to the audio, Dr. Young and I had concerns it wasn't independent enough. But we didn't vote in opposition to that. We abstained. There's a big legal difference between abstaining on a vote and voting in opposition. But yet we put out a press release not that long ago attacking two board members, saying that we voted in opposition to something that we did not vote in opposition to. And I think that that's very troublesome, and I would hope that my fellow board members would not stand for such misinformation being put out to not only the public, but to the press. What's the press going to think when they start to realize that we're putting out information that is completely bold-faced lies? Are they going to respect the information we put out in the future? I mean, honestly, I'm just kind of dumbfounded by it because it's right there. We approved it. And if you go back to the April 4th meeting, you can see where those minutes were. If you look at the April 4th, you can see the minutes from the March 7th meeting where these minutes were approved. And you, Mr. President, signed these minutes once they're approved, as you sign all minutes once they're approved. So I would hope that in the spirit of trying to be a little bit above attacking each other, that you would rescind this statement that frankly tries to paint an impression of me and my fellow board member that is not accurate. I mean, I would hope that my fellow board members would join me in asking that something that's completely false, that our own records say is false, that we would stand up against that kind of thing around here. I mean, I'm just dumbfounded because honestly, I know there's a lot of back and forth between you and Dr. Young, and honestly, I don't really freaking care anymore, you know, but you interjected me in that by trying to say that I voted a certain way, but I didn't. So I would hope that in the interest of accuracy, we would try to correct the record on that. Additionally, I'm also concerned, and I'm not going to mention the name of the former employee, but you bring up a case towards the end of that public statement. And first of all, the case that was originally brought against Dr. Young was dropped, but more importantly, that wrongful termination case was eventually settled by Aqua JPIA. Part of that settlement, as far as I'm aware, and maybe I'm incorrect, but as far as I'm aware, includes a confidentiality agreement, which we just violated by citing her by name. So I'm a little concerned about how this press release went out. I'm really concerned about what internal controls were in place about this statement going out, because it was a very vicious set of attacks and allegations. And again, I'm not here to defend Dr. Young. He's perfectly capable of defending himself. But when you try to misrepresent my voting record, when all of us voted to approve these minutes, and these minutes show that we abstained, we did not vote in opposition, I have a problem with that. We are supposed to be above the fray. If you guys want to go out and have a fight, go out and go have a fight. But don't use the district resources as part of that fight. So wanted to get that off my chest because I was really hot last week. It's probably a good thing I wasn't here, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, so was the weather.
And I just want to also first, you know, get to my regular comments. Thank everybody for coming out here. Linda, I'm sorry that I missed you last weekend. It's good, or last week, but it's good to see you. And I'm kind of sad to see that the picketers already left, because if they actually look at people's voting records, they would probably see it's not what they've been handed to read at all. I mean, fact of the matter is, if you go back and look at how many times I voted against the man next to me, it's probably more than the number of times Director Crowther's voted against the president here, or even Don voting against the two of them. I mean, we're all independent thinkers, and I stand by my record. There's been lots of times I disagree with him. It's unfortunate that they only come here to read something handed to them and don't actually do their own homework, because if you actually look at the record, I vote, sometimes I'm the one vote against something. There's been many times where it's four and I'm one. So you know what? I stand by myself, and that's the way it's always going to be. So with that, I want to thank everybody for coming out tonight, and I would hope that we as a board can start to, and I put myself in this just as much as I do the rest of you gentlemen, we need to start living a little better than things like this.
Duly noted. Kyle? All right. I don't really have anything. Sure there's nothing else, General Manager? We're done? All right. Meeting closed. Thank you for attending. They said I should start using the gavel, so I did.